Hey, Mobile. Shane, I hope you've made it home already. 3 miles away from the house, maybe two. Long night last night. Hunger, I had to wait on a trailer at my first place down there in Atlanta. But other than that, it went fine.
As long as it's something like that, it ain't too bad. But I'm glad you're making it home okay. We got a slushy, wet mess up here. With a little bit of sleet and snow.
What was that? I wore shorts and a short sleeve last night. I had my jacket with me, but I never put it on. I got a little chilly when I was pumping fuel this morning. But I didn't realize you guys were getting that other stuff up there.
Didn't really realize it either, but come out this morning and there it is. And it's 34 degrees up here, so it's cold enough.
Side of the mountain too, aren't you?
But I'm out in the valley now, so it's just a slushy mess.
But you were talking about it yesterday, not seeing what, 3 flakes this so far this year, and look what you got the next day.
For the record, I was fine with the 3 flakes.
I can tell you were. If you were looking for more, it wouldn't have happened. Not that this is really snow, I guess, but still.
Ken and Andrew, they always want snow, so I sent them a picture of it this morning so they could see it.
Pretty good snow. I just don't want the all the ice that we get usually. We get more of that than we do snow.
You're wrong. There's nothing more peaceful than watching it snow. It's so quiet and just everything. I mean, it's just the most peaceful time you will ever have, I believe.
It's pretty crazy how it, I guess it absorbs the sound. Either that or, you know, I know people aren't out as much either, but it does seem to be very quiet, unnaturally quiet when it snows.
It's always amazing how quiet it is. You notice it right away because you're not used to it. There's always so much noise around.
Phone issues all up on me where it plugs in. I think I'm going to have to fix it, replace it. Anyway, where are you off to this today?
Is to go meet my son for breakfast. And then going to meet my uncle. We're going to spend the day together, and he's going to help me get the wife's vehicle back up here to the house. Till the park comes in, ain't no point in sitting down there. So just bringing it back up here.
As well. I'm going to let you go because I'm having to pull on the cord and I'm trying to turn, make turns too, and I'm pulling in my neighborhood. So, hope you have a good day.
Is that okay, KO4HKX? I hope you have a good day, get you some rest, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX, mobile monitoring.
KB2HXS.
KO4HKX.
Today?
Not exactly, but maybe in a little, in some way.
All right. Are you coming down this way or what?
A little later today.
Supposed to get some bad weather later.
Getting a snowy, slushy, rainy mess up here.
Good. You driving a big truck today or a personal vehicle?
Personal vehicle. I don't plan on getting a big truck out today, but you never know anymore. It's been a crazy week this week.
It's been a little crazy this week. All right, well, just be careful.
How doing?
I'm enjoying a cup of coffee.
Way to meet my son for breakfast this morning, so then I won't enjoy a cup of coffee, but I'll enjoy me a cold glass of sweet tea.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't have too much plans in the way of work. We're doing a bit of shopping today, going over to Lowe's Foods, re-upping our coffee, and you know, maybe go get lunch and then come back. Enjoy the rain from the house.
Roger that. I don't have much on the plan today. Like I said, meet my son. Then my uncle's going to help me move the wife's vehicle around while we're waiting on parts for it, bringing it back to the house and getting it out of their way. Because so, don't know when the parts will be in.
Which vehicle?
Electronic power steering is intermittently going out, and she can't drive it down the road that way. So having to wait on a new steering column, which is where the electronic power steering is all at, and it. And they're on a galactic back order.
Electronic power steering. How does that work?
It's under the dash. It's got a motor mounted to it that does all the power steering assist instead of a pump on the engine. It's pretty common in new cars. Yours has got it.
Really? Okay. Well, I know it doesn't have the conventional power steering pump. I think it's an electrical pump that's mounted on the frame. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
For H-gate. Yeah, there's a couple different versions of it. Some you put mount the motor on the rack, some mount it on the steering column. It just depends on which way the manufacturer wanted to do it.
Okay, excellent. You're getting a little bit noisy there, so I'm not really sure where you're at. So I'm going to go and refill my coffee cup, and I will talk with you later. Enjoy breakfast.
You enjoy your day out with the wife. KO4HKX, clear.
KV2H.
KO4HKX, W4DJW.
KO4HKX. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Patrick. Is this your day off?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't know if you were working an extra day for making up for when the truck was in the shop, or if it was your day off and you're out and about. And I barely heard, I was listening to the news, and I barely heard you say something about the weather up there. What's the weather like up there?
We have a rainy, snowy, slushy mix going on at the moment.
Oh, you got good tires?
Oh, yeah. I try to keep decent ones on here.
Okay, well, that's good. I hope it doesn't freeze. Maybe this is the last blowout before we get spring. What do you think?
But it's very possible we've got at least one more. March is usually a surprise somewhere.
I remember that year back in the 80s when it snowed 18 inches down here. That was the end of March, unfortunately.
The what they call it, the blizzard of 93 up here, and it was middle end of March. So, like I say, March is just one of those you just kind of never know what's going to happen.
I missed that one. I was living over in Europe when that happened. But I remember them. I remember there were floods over here that happened on the Mississippi River. That was the same year that because they were telling me when I lived over there, there's an enormous inundation over in your country. That was the year that, do you remember the Mississippi River overflowing its banks and a lot of houses floating down the river?
I remember that in the late 80s, I would have been in my early teens and not paying much attention to that kind of stuff.
That was in 93. I think the snow that I got, I made it all the way home from Michelin to my house up there where Tom lives. I made it all the way home except for the last quarter to three quarters of a mile somewhere in between there. And I was in a 59 Chevrolet pickup. And it was 18 inches of snow that morning. And it got deeper and deeper as I went further and further north from Donaldson Center up to Greer. And I made it all, I had to walk the last part of the road that I lived on. I made it to the road that I lived on, but not far down that road before the truck just stopped. Too much snow going in the grill. That was in the 80s. But the year that we had the flood was the 93 year, the year that you were saying had all that snow up there where you are.
Well, I remember it happening, seeing the pictures and all that, the houses floating down the river, but I couldn't remember what year it was. And the snow up here in 93, it stopped everything. for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. It was my junior year in high school. And me and a buddy had spent the night at my house, and he got snowed in with us for like 2 weeks. And we were walking to town, which on a good day when it was sunny, that was about a 30-minute walk. But it took us all day to go to town and back because the snow was so bad. And it was just snow everywhere. We hit snow drifts that were up to our armpits in snow. It was just crazy.
That's where a snowmobile would have been handy. All of my cousins that still lived up north back then had snowmobiles. They used to ride snowmobiles all the time. And in weather like that, you could ride the snowmobile right down the road. That would have been fun, but we get that's so rare around here, it's just not worth the investment. Anyway, I thought I'd say hello and hope you enjoy your day. Be safe out there. Good talking to you this morning. KOHKX, W4DJW.
I hear you this morning. Thanks for coming back to me. Enjoyed the conversation. And as far as making up for the missed days, I done that this week as I was going. And so that's why this week was just—it was beyond crazy. Yesterday I left the house at 4:30, and I got home last night. It was right at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
That's a long day. I remember those days. One day you'll be retired like me, and you'll think back fondly on those days, even though it doesn't seem so fond right now.
Reminding me that I'm not as young as I used to be this morning, for sure. But I'll let you go, and good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Okay, you take care. KO4HKX, W4DJW, clear.